Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Okay, my goodness, goodness gracious, has the world turned upside down, inside out, and where the heck are we going? Well, we have a lot more of those answers after our pretty amazing webinar. Russia, North Korea, and peace, what the heck is going on? It was so enlightening to me to find out what we were doing, why we're responsible, how we can be responsible for what we want, and how what's going on reflects exactly what is going on with all of us. Just remember that you are the judicial, the executive, and the legislative branch of yourself. So if any of those things are out of alignment, separated, or not working together, you're going to create some havoc for yourself. I would strongly recommend that you go listen to this pretty amazing webinar in these very challenging times. And I also wanted to read from you. I had sent out to the many people that had done the little child experience and said, look, I want to know, did you get something from this that you haven't gotten through other programs about accessing your inner child? And I'm not going to read the name here, so don't go into, oh my gosh, that's me. Hello, beautiful Dee, just letting you know how much gratitude I have for your wonderful input, allowing me to fully integrate with my little child. I thought I had done this years ago, ha ha, but there it was again. Your message for me was, I'm waiting for someone or something to return. So thank you from the bottom of my and my little girl's heart. And I mean, she says some personal stuff in here, but that was what my wish, my desire, and my strong intention was when we created this program for you. And I do say we, for sure, the channel and I, that all the stuff that we'd heard and done in a therapist's office around the what they call the inner child, I call the little child experience, there were some new gifts to get from that, and I'm glad you're getting them. So if you want to speak with the channel today, please press 1 now. We're going to start by, I want you to think of one or two or three things that you don't want. Like, I don't want my back to hurt. I don't want so many bumps in the road right now. So those would be my two biggest ones. So think of those. Now, I want you all to close your eyes and go within and find your light. On our sheets, it talks about invoking the golden light. And when I was doing that this morning, they said, no, 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 Dee, you're still going outside to bring the light in. Go inside and access your light, which is the first piece of information I ever got when I fell to my knees when Chris died. Use the light within you to heal yourself. So I want you to find your golden light, and the golden light is the light which consumes all energy that we do not want. So around all those things you don't want, I want you to fill yourself up with your own light, your own golden light. You should be able to feel that, guys. And just claim, we're claiming the golden light around all these things we don't want. Come in, consume the energy, take it away, lift it away, anything that's contributing to my continual creation of these things in my life. And then this is what I want. This is what I'm committed to. And name the positive of what you're committed to. I'm committed to a back that feels great. I'm committed to smooth and effortless journeys and roads everywhere in my life right now. Claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all this. So it is. So as I'm doing these pretty amazing privates that are going on right now, I'm realizing again that giving ourselves permission to be the God of ourselves is the biggest thing that's tripping everybody up. So I want to read from you to you from Conversations with God, Book 4, which I suggested you all get weeks ago. So, you know, you keep saying, how can I, how can I, how can I? How many did you, how many of y'all did order the book or go out and get the book? Order the Shack on demand, the Shack, or get the book. You want to know how the universe works? They got it pretty darn accurately, and you'll be very entertained. Work with the red dot exercise. Put a red dot up. Just keep sending it love. Keep practicing sending it love. All these simple little things are going to help open up your consciousness, no matter how much you think you know now. So Conversations with God, Book 4. I'm starting on page 89. God's desire is that every sentient being, meaning us, that is every element of life, large enough and sophisticated or complex enough to reflect self-awareness, has the ability to create its own reality using free will and conscious choice. Your soul is the local presence of the divine intention, which is to express divinity in every moment as each of us defines it. This being has the freedom to create whatever it chooses, which is godliness in its grandest demonstration. Or to put this all still another way, you all have free will. God has no preference in the matter. My only desire is that your preference be empowered. And that means positive or negative, guys. Therefore, that which matters, that is, that which you cause to turn from pure energy into solid matter, is up to you. And I'm going on to page 140 because I want you all to hear that what I'm being... about what I'm getting ready to read here is what I'm here to teach you. This is our work. This is what we are doing. What he's talking about in the next section here. A person pushing someone out of the way of an oncoming bus and risking their life in doing it is creating from a super conscious level. And that person has come from this level of consciousness after thinking about it, but putting the data together so rapidly that it appears they did not think about it. They always have a full awareness of what they are doing and how they are creating. A person choosing to awaken themselves and their species by being a demonstration and a model of their true identity is creating from the supraconscious level. And that person has come from that level of consciousness intentionally, with total awareness of what they are doing and how they are creating. Sentient beings, meaning those of us who are working on the higher level, are demonstrating absolute, complete, and full awareness of who they are and how life works when they deliberately and intentionally choose ahead of time a particular state of consciousness from which to express and experience any thought, word, or action. So am I going to choose happiness and balance and joy and love before anything happens? Am I going to choose prosperity before I hit the big jackpot, win the lotto? Am I going to choose health before the disease is cured? Choose what you want first. Sentient beings are demonstrating a lower level of awareness when they express and experience a thought, word, or action from a state of consciousness they have not deliberately and intentionally selected. Many beings vacillate between levels of awareness, thus altering significantly the quality and effectiveness of their thoughts, words, and actions across the moments of their life. So that's what I just explained to you over the last couple of weeks. With all this money that was taken out of my account, that I would hold my balance and then I would start getting involved in all the drama. And then I go, Deanna, not going to work. You know, that's not going to create what you want. So I'd bring myself back, get myself in balance. This is what I want, get myself in alignment with it. And I kept doing that as long as I was vacillating between the two levels of awareness. I am happy to share with you all today that all $40,000 of my money was returned to me and put back in my account. Now, I could have lived in hell for the last 3.5 weeks, worrying about it, fretting over it, being a victim about it. Or I could have maintained this balance that, yes, I had to really work to do until I teach myself to live there, vacillating between these two, which quite possibly would have put me into reaction and created things that I didn't want. Masters are beings who do not vacillate between levels of awareness, but consistently select with deliberateness and clear intention, the state of consciousness from which they wish their thoughts, words, and actions to emerge. You've got the power, you got to accept the power, and you've got to choose to hold yourself in that power. And then things get created along the lines of what we want. Okay, press 1 if you want to speak with the channel. Hold on, I'm speaking with the channel. I can go to the calls now. Yes, indeed, I can. We're going to start with Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hello. I'm trying to take in all you said, but what I really called about is Everything is working really fine. I've worked with my little girl, even
good.
My future self. But I have a cough that I cannot figure out what it's about. And
okay, well, you're trying to cough something up, Joy.
Oh.
Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Oh, jeez. I don't remember the name. It was the name of a woman that her brain became completely 100% used. She could do anything.
Oh, yeah, Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Was it Lucy? Okay, all right. Yeah, anyway. That's the movie.
Okay. All right, so there's something about it that you don't really want to know, Joy, because usually when I get information, bam, they make the connection, which means, you see, I can access energy for any of you, but if you are holding back in any way, we're not going to get the highest understanding. So can all of you come forward and go, I'm committed to knowing the highest answer today? Okay, now we're going to the sheets and a core belief.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Well, no, thank you. It's page here. Okay. It's actually along the lines of what I was talking about from Conversations with God. You're literally trying to cough up your resistance to this final is the highest word, jump over into just accepting that you're the God of you. It's like every time that you cough, you're kind of like you're saying to you, give it up, give it up, give it up, right? give up your limitations. Now, is this resonating with you or not?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. So it's like a cat has a hairball.
Yeah.
Right? And they've eaten and licked and made themselves feel good by licking all this hair all these years. We've made us feel better about going, well, I don't have any responsibility. It's all up to God. But now we're literally, there's no turning back. Everybody listening to this show knows the truth. What we have to do now is hold ourselves from vacillating in and out between this super conscious and this lower conscious place, because we're kind of comfortable there. We've been there for eons and eons and eons, but we know the truth so much now, we got to move on. We just got to cough up all of these limitations so that the whole, they're showing me the whole trachea and okay. So the entire breath of life can be breathed in.
All right.
Remember, God said,
you, Adam is saying thank you very much. He makes
good.
Me get everything, and you gave the answer he couldn't give me. Thank you.
You bet. Now, they want everybody to just claim right now, I breathe easily the breath of life. I am the breath of life. See, God said, I am the life and the resurrection. I am the light. And back then, people could not understand or conceive of them being the resurrection and the life, and them being the light. We know from the I Am discourses that what we claim is. So I would invite you all to continually claim and be aware, I am the resurrection and the life, and I am the light that creates, and this is what I want, because we have to once and for all, finally, emerge ourselves with the I Am principle, that what God said, I am. You got it?
Even my dog is all excited. I realize that still, with all the time he spent with me, I had this slight feeling that what is he doing here with me, you know? And this is the core of it, is that last, I mean, I know a lot we've done, so I know, that, but there was still something.
Yeah, and look how far we've all come, Joy. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, absolutely.
When we started working together, you were aghast at this idea, remember?
Yes.
And,
you
know, your dog is saying, look at me, I know I'm God.
Yeah, I know.
Every dog, every animal knows they're God because they don't have this brain that keeps them in doubt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
All right, darling. Thank
you. Well, the
reason,
the way I got to this is I actually put my mind on vacation a week ago, and we've been having an interesting conversation since. Like anytime I go, and she goes, on vacation, and I've got to laugh.
Oh, that is beautiful, because I just worked with my friend on the same thing. We were in Laughlin, Nevada. We had to come back early because her mother went into the hospital unexpectedly. But she said, oh, well, I do black chicken, I do this and I do that. I said, you know what? I don't do any of those things where I have to think. I'm a slot slut. I sit down at the slots and I just pull them and have a really good time. I think you should put your mind on vacation. That's what my word. And that, like, opened up a door that she had never considered in her life.
Yeah, it did the
right.
Same thing. It's like my brain was squeaky. It couldn't get any further, you know? And it was like I felt the same way, like pushing
yeah.
it. And I said, okay, let's go on vacation. It's summer, nothing happening. I don't, you know, let's just. And I said, then you can learn to do what's best for you. And every once in a while I'd say, and she'd say, nope, on vacation. And finally she said, okay, I've been on vacation for a while, and I want to stay on vacation till the end of the month. But she said, I don't mind you telling me what will be my job, you know, what I am supposed to do.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So it's really been interesting because it's helping me to discuss, you know, not to decide, whatever, but is.
It's helping you to hear,
what
Joy.
What it is for to do.
It's helping you to hear.
Yes.
You can't get to the I Am principle and the experience of it through thinking.
Right.
So what you're saying is you're detaching from your mind enough that you can go to your heart first and then give your mind some direction. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, and see, I found it so hard is I connect with Adamus through a voice in my head. So it's
yes.
taken me a little bit to get it from, you know, and it does come from my heart, I realize, but I had to, that's what I found difficult to do all the time.
The voice is coming from your heart, Joy, not
but it
your
is,
head.
Matt, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, darling.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
I love you.
Bye-bye. I love you too, baby. We're going to Ann in San Francisco. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I just listened to last week's show yesterday, and like three times. So that was, I loved
good,
that.
Good, thank you.
And I realized after that my little girl doesn't trust feeling good. Like, you talk about holding it, and I have a hard time, she has a hard time holding it, trusting it. And the shoe will drop, and then you go back. Feeling bad is the norm, not feeling good is the norm.
Yep. Yep. So that's all about trust.
Ah.
You know, so you have to know then that you are the creator of trust mm-hmm. in your life.
Ah. Okay.
And that's got to shift. You have to hold yourself in that super conscious place.
Yeah.
I'm God, and I trust. And everywhere I look into my world, I see trust. And everywhere I act in my world, I experience trust. That's the direction of my energy that you have to participate in first before you reap it in embodiment. Do you understand?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay. Now, they're giving me your mom. Your mom modeled to you this lack of trust. She had a lot of hope, but that hope isn't trust, guys. Hope is, I hope
that's
the other shoe won't fall.
Correct.
Okay?
For sure.
Trust is, again, choosing to hold yourself, no matter what, I am trusting this world. And then the world has to start mirroring that to you, modeling that to you, giving you experiences of that, because you have held yourself in the space where you can create it. Now, if any of you really want to get clearer about all this, once again, I am suggesting you pick up Conversations with God, Book 4. It's a new one that came out.
Okay, yeah,
right,
I have
baby?
Not read, so I will.
Well, I'm just saying to all of you, we're at the junction of living in the superconscious place. It takes practice. We all need consistent reinforcement from each other and ourselves, because ultimately the other person can't give it to you. They can just remind you to come back to that state. Do you understand?
Do you think resistance gets stronger at that point before?
I think
releasing?
It has to get stronger at that point. If there's any part of you still arguing that it's not okay to go, yes, I'm God. Because if you're arguing with yourself about that, the part of you that's arguing is going to create a lot of resistance, of course.
Yeah, I'm thinking more negative thoughts, or I'm just aware I'm thinking my negative thoughts.
You're aware of them. Yeah, you're becoming aware of them, and you're not liking that.
Right.
And that, right. So don't judge yourself and laugh at it. Like Joy said, you know, it's a, well, thank you for sharing. I'm going to ask Michael Byers if I can't use that on the e-blast. He has this great song about exactly what you're talking about, is that, you know, the monkey mind will come in and he'll stop and go, well, thank you for sharing, but I'm not going there anymore, right? It's a really funny song. I'll see if I can't get my hands on it. All right.
Yeah.
But it's just knowing you're just in the process. You're learning how to walk. You're learning. Do you understand, guys, we're learning how to think? We have not ever been taught, think about it, how to think.
Right.
Ever. We have never been taught how to think. And yet thinking.
And never taught to link your feelings, feeling good and thinking at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's part of being taught how to think.
Yeah.
Nobody teaches us that. Teaches how to walk, but not how to create our lives through our thoughts. Thank you, darling. Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
All right, Phyllis, what's up?
Oh, hey, Dee. How are you?
Good.
Great. Yeah, I had a kind of a testimonial, and then I had a question, but I just wanted to thank you, because I came down with a really bad cold, and I'm traveling, and then this morning I was like, you know, I'm just staying in this hotel another night. I'm not going to the location or event I'm supposed to, and it was kind of neat, because, we kind of argue with that voice that tells you, yeah, stay here, you know, take care of yourself, but it was really fast. It was like, no, I'm staying here, and it's fine. I don't care about the money. And it just felt so good to do that. But, I had a question about.
Hold on. They want to give you some information, because that's a lot of what the cold and the grief was about, is that you weren't listening to the voice that wanted to honor you a lot in your life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In
I came down with
that.
Is that?
in this process okay. that we're going
yeah.
through, right, there's a lot of stuff we have to let go of. And like Ann just said, a lot of judgment. We're judging ourselves for not having always chosen or known to live in the superconscious place. But that's why we're here. People in embodiment yeah. on planet Earth are a very, very young species. We're being taught, everybody. We're being taught. So don't ever judge yourself. Or I don't care if you have one day in your life left before you get it.
Yeah.
If you get it one day before you leave, that's enough time. And if not, you'll just come back and you'll get it some other time. That's the process. Give up this, you know, run to be spiritually there. Because, again, the channel says over and over and over again, God says over and over and over again, there's no there to get to. It's just practicing life. Okay, so
that's
what
interesting.
Was your next question?
That's interesting. Well, I guess the question is, I talked to you before, and you had made a comment to me that some people, you know, which resonated that, you know, I mean, I move a lot, and that some people are just like that, but I'm just really feeling like, it's time to move again, but I don't know where that is. I just feel it. But again, you know, we talked about how I'm not clear on what exactly I want, but then there's the question of free will and destiny, and then there's the question of things, you know, you take action and then things appear. So I'm just
it's all the same thing, Phyllis. You're just
yeah.
way into your mind, you know. You're way, way, way into your mind. And they want you to know that the move that you're looking for isn't physical.
Interesting, yeah.
It's not a physical thing. You're looking to move within yourself, this unrest.
Okay. Yeah.
God bless me. It's this consistent unrest, which, again, is participating in this grief. Which manifests as a cold.
Funny, because I got a text last night that the dog died, and then, you know, my mother's in hospice. So after I do this trip, I'm on to North Carolina. I got to go back, and then I go to Florida for about 2 or 3 weeks. So,
okay, so you, in all of these journeys, which seem to be, oh my gosh, a lot of heavy stuff to handle, and I'm telling you right now, everybody's going to be handling stuff because, as we explained on the webinar, universes and timelines and dimensions are all merging into one. It would be easy for them to do that, except for our belief in separation. So the more you can create exactly what you want from the place of love, which is another term for superconscious, before it happens, choose, get up in the morning in this day-to-day, I'm love. I am the light within me. I am the life and the resurrection. That's who I am today. This is what I want today, and I'm creating it from this place today.
Yeah, and I like that concept. One of the last times I talked to you about wake up in the morning, do you hear zippity-doo-dah? So I've been hearing that every morning.
Yeah. Yeah. You bet. It sets your whole intention for the day, guys.
Yeah.
And that's what they're talking about in Conversations with God. Nothing else, baby. Just,
okay.
You know, walk the talk, Phyllis. You come in and you get the information and you get balanced and you get whole, and then you go back into this doubting kind of succeeding place, which takes you into self-judgment, and it doesn't serve you, honey. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Love you. Bye.
You. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Jeannie in Utah, what's up? You're amazing. I love everything we're hearing because it so resonates with what's going on in my life. And I did get conversations with God, and it is amazing. I'm not through it yet. Very helpful. The reason
thank
I'm calling
you for, thank you for following your hit.
And I have to tell you that what you said about it's a muscle, retraining yourself to come back to center,
yep.
to directing your life, directing your boat. Where do I want to go? Asking, where are you? What are you feeling? It's not easy. And yet it will become easier. I know that.
Well, it does
so,
because I'm a little further along because I teach it and I'm so aware of it, and I have to because I do so many private sessions a day that I remind myself of it continually. But you're right, it's just a muscle, you know. You're gonna train it to just automatically go there when you see, like my $40,000 being returned to me, how it works. Okay, so continue.
So my question is, I got this weekend by myself because my son and husband went away. I'm wondering if you can tell me the digestion issue that I have. Am I taking on my husband and son, trying to save them like I wanted to save my mother? Or is it just me?
Yeah, it's just you, and it has to do with your diaphragm.
Okay,
guys,
so what does that mean, deeper breathing?
Well, yes, we're back to breathing in the breath of life, being the breath of life. They also want you to know, do you have a chiropractor, Jeannie?
I can find one here, yes.
Well, you can do it yourself, but your diaphragm needs to be pushed down. I'm not a doctor. This is the information I'm being given. And also, you know, a great alternative, only if you feel good about it, you're your highest answer, to all this Nexium and Prilosec and all this stuff that they're now proving is not good for you, is to take
I don't take any of that.
Teaspoon of baking soda in a warm cup of water and drink it down.
How
it
often?
Should help, it should help your indigestion.
It's more the lower, like your descending colon.
It's going to help it, they're saying.
Okay, so baking soda in warm water?
How
often?
Like 3 times a week. Now, again, I am not a doctor, so if you feel like you need to check this with your doctor, please feel free. But you're, from worry and tension, your diaphragm is kind of a little bit in spasm and is moved up.
Okay.
And you literally can reach in under your breastbone and reach through and push it down. If you know how to do that, so you can try that. But a chiropractor that knows how to do that could help you. Look, they're saying you're out of alignment, Jeannie, and it's physical and emotional. Now that part of it does have to do with your son and your husband, because you're not sitting back and releasing them. Everybody listen, because this applies to all of us. I release you to your own divine I am presence. I release you to your own divine I am presence. In other words, I release you to create yourself. As long as you are making an attempt to create yourself, if it feels good for me and is right for me, then I will come forward to help you out of choice, not out of guilt. Is this resonating, Jeannie? Is this helping?
Because being by myself makes me realize that, okay, if my kids are over 18 and my husband and I, you know, if I'm not
fully embracing life and loving life and having fun, and I realize it's up to me, but if I allow myself to get into this routine where I am unhappy or I feel like I've got to take care of other people, then I feel like I'm dying inside. And
yes,
so
you are not living in the super conscious place of self-creation.
Okay.
And you're the only one that can change that. And when you change it with joy and choice and love, they will be able to respond to that in the positive way for themselves.
Yes.
But, you know, you're waiting for them to change. Mm. Guys, you only look towards yourself. Where am I happy? Where can I be happier? Where can I be more in balance? Where can I be more joyful? What can I do to create more love for me? And then the universe sends it back to you.
Right. It gets back to the muscle thing where it's...
You bet. You bet. Yeah. If you're not practicing the muscle, then the muscle doesn't form.
And like Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah, well, now we're starting to really understand what all these flippant spiritual things mean that are really scientific and religious principles also. Focus only on what you want. As a man sees, so shall he create. As you believe, it's delivered unto you. Which all means you better move into that super conscious place of knowing your God and going, if I'm God, what the hell do I want to create? Oh, maybe I want to create heaven.
Wow. All that
right,
feels
baby.
Good.
You bet. That's powerful and it's simple. And we have to retrain our thinking muscles to do it. You're God. Get over it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, God, Jay, you're on. What's up?
Hi, Dee. I actually just called to be open to receive anything for my highest good.
Well, that's you. So when I say you're open to receiving you, I get a no. So what part of Jay does Jay not want to receive and accept?
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, well, that's all the work we're doing, guys. If you're not integrated, you're working against yourself. Give me a song.
Higher Ground.
Okay. Jay,
yeah.
There's still religious stuff that's keeping you from accepting the fact that you're the God of you. Which means you're the God of your creation. Which ultimately means, everybody, that how we create ourselves affects the creation of everything because we're part of the whole. What was the one religious message that your little boy is still holding on to for life and death?
Great question.
Well, just get out of your head. What's the first thing that comes up? What's the one religious teaching that's holding Jay back from knowing he's God? Well, let me help you out here, Jay. You're
okay.
Not. That's what every church teaches us. You're not. And until
True. You
can retrain that muscle memory to go, you know, I am. And I'm going to give myself permission to know I am, because that's why the God of all created us so that we could come down and practice being God. I better get going. And then your little boy says, oh, yeah, but you know you're not, you know you're not, you know you're not. And we've got to stop and go, yes, I am. I want you to come along to me. I'm in charge of you. Come along and share this journey with me. We are going to practice accepting, believing, and celebrating the fact that we're the God of us and we get to create who we are. So I'm going to watch my thoughts. I'm going to watch. And, you know, little Jay, every time you argue with me, I'm going to hear you now so that I can help you integrate with me so that we're all on the same page. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Jay, nobody can do it for you but you. You've heard it and you've heard it and you've heard it and you've heard it. I want you to start practicing it. Watch how you don't go to hell for being the God of you. You will experience so much more heaven if you just start taking the first steps. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Is all this resonating, Jay?
Yes.
Okay. Anytime we are arguing with ourselves and not integrated as a whole, we are working on a less than supraconscious God level. And God, I don't know, they're laughing. They want to remind you, God created the world in 7 days. How hard could it be, Jay? Okay, good. Yeah, they were looking for that little laugh. All right, honey, thank you.
Don't
make it so hard, guys. Don't. It's not hard, but it is constant choice. Okay, let's redefine it there. Alberta, baby, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hi, darling.
It's so nice to hear you, and thank you for your books that you've... I've read Conversation with God, book 3, but haven't purchased book 4 yet, but I will.
Okay.
What I call for... when you start off on things we don't want. I don't want cataracts. They're starting to come, but very subtle, only in my right eye. And that's because the ophthalmologist mentioned to me that there's a possibility down the road this would happen. But it's very subtle in my right eye more so.
Okay, well, Alberta, it's such an easy surgery. When it's bad enough to have your cataracts taken off, take them off. Then you will then you will get what you want. You won't have them.
Okay.
Now, gosh darn it. Sorry, I got home so late last night. I don't have the body books back here with me. They're saying there's something in the body book they would like to give you around cataracts energetically. If you email me, I will send that back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I will not remember to do it if I do not hear from you, because I'm way far in the channel, and as soon as the show's over, I won't remember. But there is something, kind of the tip of the iceberg there, saying, sheets, book, song. It's about rules. You don't want to see, okay, again, for everybody. You don't want to see what's possible because of the old rules of creation that we've all been taught.
Hmm.
So we're removing the film from our eyes, and we are allowing ourselves to see all the possibilities that we are as the God of creation of ourselves and of everything. We must choose to see that we are God and that we are the power that creates. I am the life and the resurrection of me. I resurrect me. I retrain my thoughts. I bring myself back to life. I wake myself up. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Not depending on a God that is happy to match whatever we choose so that we can finally get where the creation of us. God helps him who helps himself. What do you want, guys? What do you want? What do you want? Go to your love place. Feel into it around what you want. And know that you are the power that creates it. That's pretty much it.
Oh.
So, again, there's a little more in the body book. But as far as everybody on the show, that's where we're going. That's what it's about. Okay?
Okay, that's that's interesting. But sometimes when with spirituality, you become more advanced than your children. Sometimes that presents a problem.
Well, it does not present a problem if you don't make it a problem. You don't have to shove it down their throats. You model.
No, that's not what I do. Maybe what I'm saying is they're so busy with their lives, they don't have time.
Not your problem.
Okay.
Not your problem. They're here to create them. And by you living and breathing the God of you, they will see that. Then they get to choose, do I want to follow that modeling? Wow.
Yep.
You know, I actually heard my daughter say to a friend of hers, my mom's a little weird. She's a little out there, but it works. Whatever she's teaching, it works. So she's getting that, you see.
Yeah.
She's getting it. All right, sweetheart?
All righty. Thank you, Dee.
You bet. You let
they
them
don't have
create
a, there's no
them.
Other, this, the channel doesn't have any other message for me?
No.
Okay.
Other than make sure you write me so I can send you that about cataracts, okay?
I thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Miss Patty. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
After our session, I'm still having an issue in my shoulder, and I just want to check in with the channel.
Patty, what do you think it is?
The weight of the world?
Yep.
Okay.
And so what God gets to choose the perception of the weight of the world?
What God?
Yeah, what God is choosing to look at the world and seeing it as a weight to carry on their shoulder?
The victim?
Yeah, you. You.
Okay.
The God of you. The God of you is choosing, instead of taking that muscle and going, I am not going to see the world that way. I am going to see the world as light and free and wanting to support me and hold me up in every way.
That's interesting because I say this is my best day ever. And so, okay,
I'm going to say it one more time. I said it several times during our private, and I'm going to say it because everybody needs to hear it. Just saying the words isn't enough. If you say, this is my best day ever, what you're doing, Patty, is this is my best day ever except that my shoulder hurts. Instead of, this is my best day ever, even with this discomfort in my shoulder, which is healing. You're using the discomfort in your shoulder to qualify whether this is your best day or not.
Hmm.
If you don't want your shoulder to hurt, you want your shoulder to feel great.
Okay.
So every time you find a thought that goes, oh, my God, my shoulder hurts, you go back and go, no, I'm the light. I'm the light that creates. Sending my light to my shoulder, it's healed. Going to my love place, this is what it feels like when my shoulder's healed. It's done.
You know, after our private, this morning on the internet, they give you like little highlighted stories. And it said, lottery winner still has not come through. And it said Mega Millions. And I was like, oh, I have a ticket in my purse, in my wallet that I haven't checked. And then I punched in and it said New York. And I was like, that's okay. I'm closer.
Yes, but you're closer because you've opened yourself up to the possibility that it could be you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, and it felt great.
That's right. And so whether you win that or not, whether it's your ticket or not, that's what's going to create more abundance for you, is that feeling of, wow, that joy and hope and excitement feels great. Bring me some of that in any way you can.
Okay.
I'm ready. That's my direction. That's my direction to all energy out there. Ask, guys. Ask the energy. And if you want to get more clarity on that, we talked a lot about it in the webinar for Russia. Ask. Ask and you receive. Not think about it, not hope, et cetera. You got to ask. And we're running out of time, Patty.
I just wanted to give a testimony of private with you that I really feel like I really turned a huge corner. And I just love you and I so appreciate you. I highly recommend
you, sweetheart,
a private, and I tell so many people about you.
Thank you, Patty. I appreciate that because, as you know, I'm really holding the intention that this work expand out and expand out and expand out. And in order to do that, I need your help. I need your participation. I know unequivocally that the information we get on this show is the highest and the most correct with the highest understanding. I know that. And I think you do too. Okay, guys, until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Let's do that again. Love yourselves, and love yourselves, and woohoo! Love yourselves more, because you know, darn it, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.